Avon Street by Paul Emanuele.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
It was a much safer place for a gentleman in his predicament. He might there be important at comparatively little cost. Jane Austen, Persuasion, referring to Bath. Prologue. Thomas Hunt left his home in the early hours of that February morning in 1850 and made his way through the maze of Avon Street alleyways. Nestled in his arms was his three-year-old daughter, still drowsy from the beer that he had fed her earlier. As he walked, he rocked her gently and sang a lullaby, the same song over and over again. Memory led him, without thought, through gaps and passageways half hidden in the dark rookery of huddled buildings. He strode, unthinking, through the filth-filled gutters that ran beside rank after rank of windowless hovels. His senses were oblivious to the stench, his bare feet numb to the cold, his mind conscious only of the small, warm body in his arms and the words of the song that bound them together. Still he walked on, stopping for nothing, his eyes registering nothing, until he reached the muddy banks of the River Avon. Only then did he pause for a moment to kiss his daughter's forehead before wading out into the river. When the ice-cold waters began lapping at her body, she struggled against the imprisoning cradle of his arms. He held her tightly then and whispered softly.